Welcome back. For all you Whitney Houston fans also into NFTs, the greatest love of all might just be a never-be-heard demo the diva made at only 17 years of age. The song to be auctioned at Art Basel in Miami as part of the Whitney Houston NFT collection as being released on One Of. That's the Quincy Jones-backed NFT platform. The winner of the auction gets sole access to Whitney's teenage recording along with a one-of-a-kind video NFT. If you're ready to dance with somebody, let's welcome into the stream the CEO and co-founder of One Of, Lynn Dai. Lynn, thanks for joining us here today. Could you just, I guess, give us a backstory on this? When was this discovered, or was it never lost? And how did this, venture to make it into an NFT come about?
Yeah, you know, thank you for having me. So this is super exciting. It gives me goosebumps just like, you know, talking about this. So apparently when Whitney was 17, before she was signed to Clive Davis, there was she recorded one or two songs, and then this was in the vault and never been discovered. So earlier this year, you know, we got a call. I think I was, you know, just getting home late, and it was like, oh my god, we must get on this emergency Whitney call. And it was, Primary Wave was the company that represents the Whitney Houston estate that basically, you know, shared with us confidentially. They discovered this tape, this recording, and it's amazing. And they want to certainly, you know, discuss with us, being we are the, the main music NFT platform backed by Quincy Jones, kind of a way to honor Whitney's legacy and bring this to the world in a brand new way. So we basically has been, we have been working with this day over the last 10 months on trying to kind of do this work justice on bringing this to life as an NFT for a new generation.
So Lynn, let's talk about what's happening today. You've got a pre-sale, limited edition, 300 tokens, $17. What's the uptake been like?
Yeah, so what's been amazing about this story is also, you know, we're thinking about, imagine the 17-year-old Whitney at her prime, right? Like ready to conquer the world. And this is like the song she recorded. That's a big Whitney song. And how do we bring this to life in kind of 2021, this age of NFTs and crypto? So we actually reached out and just so serendipitously found a crypto artist, Diana Sinclair, who is a 17-year-old herself, who actually, came from the next town, was born in the next town that Whitney grew up in New Jersey. And then she's Time Magazine's, 40 crypto artists to watch. So we basically did this collaboration, took a lot of, very exclusive Whitney assets. So the pre-sale is a gold edition NFT that is featuring a photo from Whitney's prom that is basically, with a collaboration with Diana Sinclair made into kind of a crypto art NFT. So there's basically four pieces. There is a gold edition, a platinum edition, a diamond edition, and eventually the one of one will be revealed at Art Basel at our event, oneof.world. So there's kind of four pieces of asset, with the one of one being the never before heard track that will be only to be released to the owner of the NFT. You'll be the one of the only person in the world that has access to hear the song and play it back for yourself.
Lynn, we were talking over the break, and you happened to say that you had moved to Miami after 20 years in New York. And I'm wondering, because I know some other people who made the exact same move. I happen to be a Miami native, so I made the opposite move a number of years ago. But, you know, with this new event that you're going to be a part of down at Art Basel, I'm just wondering, are you feeling the supply chain shocks, the labor shortages that we're talking about with all these Fortune 500 companies? I mean, it's affecting everybody. I'm just wondering what your view is there from the ground.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, so that is why kind of I think in 2021, there is a proliferation of crypto and blockchain assets, including NFTs, right? This is something that is not really affected by supply chain shortages. We're basically minting world-class you know, works of art, you know, form of music and art on oneof.com. And the demand has been crazy. Like every time we do a pre-sale, so the pre-sale for a Whitney collection today, there's only 300 pieces available to celebrate Whitney's, you know, kind of the first song Whitney recorded when she was 17. It's priced, the NFT is priced at $17. So every time we do a pre-sale, the last pre-sale we did, it sells out in 36 seconds. So the consumers are kind of certainly very savvy, and NFTs are in demand and not really kind of subject to the physical world supply shock or shortages, for sure.
Lynn, how do you think this changes the game for the music industry? I mean, we've talked so much about NFTs, really these collectibles taking off within sports too. Obviously, it's made huge inroads in the music industry as well. And we're talking about Whitney Houston today. What's the next step? What are the possibilities that you see?
Yeah, you know, NFT as a technology is a fundamental shift for the music industry. You know, we recently also announced we're the official NFT partner for the Grammy, the official Grammys for the next 3 years. So the music industry are kind of all in on NFTs. This is not just a, you know, 2021 fad. This is something that's going to be, you know, with the music industry for a long time. That's why the Grammy did a 3-year deal with us. So the idea is, you know, this is the first time, you know, artists can actually, you know, monetize directly with their fans, right? So this, at the future NFTs, this could be actual music. Like, right, there's no reason why every album a major or independent artist put out there isn't a, you know, edition of 10 or edition of 100 limited edition collectible version of that album as an NFT. This could be tickets, right? Anytime you go to a ticket, your collectible doesn't have to be a physical t-shirt. It could be actually a digital memorabilia. This could be the ticket itself. And this could be experiences. You know, we done experiences that's, you know, your NFT actually get you backstage passes, you know, meet and greet with artists, but also, like, you know, we've done a collection with a DJ Alesso where the one of one NFT actually comes with a seat on a space flight. So your NFT actually took you into space. So the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, I have a feeling, Lynn, that Jared may be bidding on one of these NFTs. For Whitney Houston. Who knew he was such a big fan? That's been the revelation of this conversation. Lynn Dye, one of co-founder and CEO. It's good to talk to you today. Appreciate the time.